Hi, this is Pastor Shad Smith, and welcome to Roadmap, a daily devotional in the Word of God to help get your day started on the right road. Our scripture today is Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John went to the temple, and they found a lame man laying by the gate. The Bible says that in the name of Jesus, Peter and John were able to give healing to that lame man. And very quickly, a crowd began to gather, and the people were excited over what they had seen. Peter uses that opportunity, and he begins to preach about the Lord Jesus and how Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave. He preached so much that it upset the religious leaders, and Peter and John were thrown into jail. The next morning, the Sanhedrin called on Peter and John to answer questions about what had happened the day before. And the Bible says with much boldness, these two men of God gave a definite testimony for the Lord Jesus, so much that the men of the Sanhedrin said these words, "They have been with Jesus." And the Sanhedrin was right. Peter and John had been with Jesus. Did you know that today you will meet people that will notice something about you? Will they notice that you've been with Jesus? Let me give you three quick things that will let others know if you've been with Jesus. First of all, your deeds will let them know. You won't have to put up a sign or wear a t-shirt that says, "I've been with Jesus," because you see, a day spent with the Rose of Sharon will leave you smelling like a rose. Your deeds will let them know you've been with Jesus. And then your devotion will let them know. You see, when the lives of Peter and John were on the line, they were still devoted to Christ. It wasn't popular on that day to be a follower of Jesus, but they were devoted anyway. So devoted that in the face of death, they were not ashamed of Christ. They were devoted to Him. And then your discussion will let others know that you've been with Jesus. When Peter and John spoke, their words were a reflection of the time they had spent with Jesus. I'm convinced that there are some who say they follow Christ that may go a week or maybe a month and never mention the name of Jesus. Friend, if you can go that long without saying a good word for Jesus, it's not promising that you've been spending much time with Him, because your devotion to Him and your discussion about Him will say something to the world around you. I mean, if you've really been changed by the power of the gospel, you'll want other people to hear that message and be changed. You'll have a burden on your heart so much that your lips will have to share that burden. You'll have to discuss it with other people. And today, God is going to place people in your path that need to know Him. Will they be able to see Jesus in your life? Have you been with Jesus today? Take some time to pray, to look into God's Word, and spend time with Him. The Bible says if we will draw nigh unto Him, He will draw nigh unto us. Those are good directions from God's roadmap. Now, go and show Jesus on the road you travel today. This has been Roadmap. For more information about the ministry of Northside Baptist Church, visit us on the web at www.northsidedallas.com.